Hello?
Eric?
How you doing?
Hey, good, Eric. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you guys.
All right. Hey, I'm here with the Twin Cities media in our press room, and I'm going to open it up to questions in a minute, unless there's something you want to start with.
I just want to say, first and foremost, I'm just happy to be a Viking. You know, I've been waiting for this moment my entire life, and I couldn't be more proud and happy, especially my family, to be part of this organization, you know, especially, you know, being with one of my best friends and my old roommate, Anthony Barr. That's just another blessing in disguise. But, I mean, this is just an awesome opportunity I'm blessed with, and I can't wait to play.
So what went through your mind when you found out you were playing with Anthony?
Oh man! Like when I got the call and they're kind of going over it. It took me at least a minute to really realize what was happening and where I was going and who I was playing with. And I really felt like it was kind of disrespectful because I wasn't saying much, but I was just in complete shock. And then once it finally clicked, you know, I got so happy and the rest just took off from there.
How often did you guys talk about the possibility?
Oh, I mean, this was the talk. Like, you know, AB was like, "Hey, Eric, you know, man, we could really use you," and things like that. He would tell me that throughout the season, and he always just said it, you know, just joking around, kind of, but seriously at the same time that he just wants to play with me. So it's just awesome that that's actually going to happen.
How much contact did the Vikings have with you throughout the process?
Not too much. You know, I had a meeting with them at the combine, and it went really well. You know, met all the coaching staff and everyone in the organization, and it went really well. And you know, but from then, it wasn't too much. I mean, like I said, I had a good meeting with them at the combine, but it wasn't a lot.
Did you get any indication of how they want to use you?
Yeah, at the combine, I asked the question, and they said definitely somewhere in the inside. But you know, I feel like I'm versed enough to be put wherever they need me, and I just want to help the team.
Eric, do you think you're NFL ready immediately, and if so, you know, why do you think that?
I think I'm ready immediately. Definitely immediately. I feel like my college prepared me thus far, and everything I've done this point is prepared for the NFL, and I want to give my chance to shine.
Eric, Anthony had the quarter system thing last year where he wasn't able to get up here until minicamp. Will you be on the same schedule there at UCLA?
No, I'm graduated. You know, I got my degree in political science with a 3.2, so I'm ready to go, and I'm excited.
Eric, there were some concerns about your knee leading up to the draft. How are you feeling physically?
I've never had a knee injury. Knock on wood, I've never had a knee injury. I had an ankle injury the past season, but it's feeling great, and it's better than ever.
Eric, when the draft started, I mean, were you thinking first round, second round? Did you have any idea what to expect on where you were going to go?
I knew that it was going to be somewhere between, you know, like, say, 25 to 50 in that range. And I was always told, you know, you never know where you might end up. And I've heard this, and I've seen it firsthand, but I really didn't know. And it was a good thing not knowing, but at the same time, it was nerve-wracking.
Was it all right to, I mean, you had to wait a little bit longer maybe than you would have liked, but to see where you ended up, did it make it worthwhile?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't worried about where I went. You know, I just wanted to be a good organization and playing for the right reasons, and just being in the NFL in general is just my dream come true, and I just can't wait to play, honestly. Everything will take care of itself on the field. That's how I feel.
What do you know about Coach Zimmer's defense?
Man, I can't wait to play in it. That's what I'm saying. They feed a lot to the linebackers, and you got the front going on the four down. You got my boy AB coming off the edge, but also behind the ball sometimes. So you know, I don't know too much, but I'm eager to learn.
Did Anthony ever kind of talk to you about the scheme and stuff, and just kind of give you the premise?
He did. He talked to me about it a little bit. You know, some of the similarities, some of the differences, but for the most part, you know, it's a new defense and new terminology and things like that I need to learn, and I can't wait to learn.
Eric, you talked about being ready immediately. Do you think you're ready to maybe start as a rookie, just like Anthony Barr started as a rookie last year?
I mean, that's definitely my goal coming into this whole thing. You know, I'm going to work for that. I'm not going to say that I'm going to, because I still have to work for that, and that's obvious. But you know, I'm going to prepare like I'm a starter, and I'm prepare like I'm going to the Super Bowl, and then that's how I've always. I've always done it, and that's how I always continue to do it.
Have you already talked to Anthony tonight?
I texted him right before the pick came in, and he thought I was joking around with him.
Have you read anything?
He kind of was like, you're joking. Like, serious? And he's just like, I'm like, yeah. And he's like, nah. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to happen. And as soon as the pick came in, you know, he called me on the phone, and I couldn't hear a word he said. It was just kind of like a bunch of mumble jumble and laughing and just excitement. So he's happy that I'm there too.
Congrats.
Thanks, and
thanks, Eric.
On a different topic, you're one of the few 5-year-olds in the NFL. what's your thought on being so young and in the pros?
You know, being 5 and being in the pros is, you know, definitely an accomplishment of mine. I've dreamt about this since I was 3 years old, so it's a pretty big deal to me that I'm 5 and I'm entering the NFL. Now, you know, being a leap year baby is crazy. It has its perks, but it has its weaknesses as well. You know, some people forget about my birthday.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks, Eric.
All right.